Hello, good evening. Hello. Oh, good evening, ma'am.
Yes, can
Yes,
you hear me?
ma'am, I can hear. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay, so how much minutes is gonna take?
The most, ma'am, is
I'm
gonna
getting
be
ready to go into.
most 12 to 15 minutes, ma'am. I'll be very brief. By any chance, are you Deborah Cooper?
Yes.
Oh, great, ma'am. Moving on. We would like to know, ma'am, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Meaning if I reach you on your cell phone so we can make this as fast as possible since we value your time?
Yes,
Perfect,
but I'm
ma'am.
getting ready to go into a little meeting. But go ahead.
Oh, let me be quick, ma'am. All right, and just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
I beg your pardon?
Just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
My race?
Race, like for example, white, Caucasian, Asian, Black, African American, Native American.
I'm black. I'm
Oh,
black.
okay, great, ma'am. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
I'm 61.
Great, ma'am. I know elections are still a long way off, ma'am. What are the chances that you will vote in this November's 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. And thinking of,
Definitely.
okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. So thinking about issues facing the country, which of these issues do you most want Congress to focus on? For example, ma'am, I have protecting women's rights, freedom and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, improving the economy, providing affordable child care, standing up to rising racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, improving K-12 public school education, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing crime, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, increasing border security, lowering the cost of health care. Any of those that stand out the most to you, ma'am?
All
Or at least do you feel that there are two that you would side more with?
They all are standing out with. I ain't even trying to pick one or two. You
Two.
can pick them if you like.
Well, it usually has to be by you by your choice, ma'am. But is there anybody any of those topics that catch your attention? Would you let me read them again? I had reducing gun violence, protecting women's reproductive freedoms, improving economy, providing affordable child
Economy.
care. Okay, the economy. All right, ma'am. And moving on quickly. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind, or getting ahead, ma'am?
Falling behind.
Falling behind. All right. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Would you say poor work ethic, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, too many people depending on the government for handouts, poor life choices and values by some, not enough good role models, racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job
Right
opportunities?
there, racism and discrimination.
The screen. Any other one, ma'am? I also have the lack of good paying job opportunities, the breakdown of the
Yeah, that
tradition.
too.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much for your answers. Moving on quickly. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I heard it a lot. I heard it a lot.
A lot? Okay, ma'am. A lot. Would you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Would you support or oppose that?
Definitely oppose that.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
I definitely oppose that.
Oppose. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Definitely, strongly, 100%.
Oppose. Okay, ma'am, no problem. And moving on quickly, ma'am. I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. All right, if you don't know the person, you could tell me as well. So Kamala Harris from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate her?
50, I guess. 70,
Five.
70, 75.
77 or 75? I'm sorry.
Yeah, between 70 and 75, I guess.
Oh. What about Ron DeSantis from 0 to 100? How much would you rate him, ma'am?
Double zero.
Zero. All right. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
I gave him a 90.
Nine zero. Black Lives Matter from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
100.
100. The NAACP or NAACP? 100. Okay. The feminist movement?
Feminist, you said?
Mm-hmm. Feminist movement, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give them a high. 90.
90, okay. And Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce.
See, that's why I get upset, and that's why I get annoyed with stuff like this. What the heaven does that have to do with politics?
No,
I don't want to be confused with my religion and my social. I mean, you know, like, that is just so, I just don't even don't want to do this anymore. It's like, I really don't even want to go anymore.
Well, we're almost done, ma'am, and remember, like, your opinion does matter to us a lot. And moving on, ma'am.
But
I don't know anything about her. Ma'am. If you don't have an opinion about her, it's okay. Remember, your opinion has been recorded, and we evaluate. What about Hakeem Jeffries from a 0 to 100?
110.
100. Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today and your candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, and Cornel West, third party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Definitely Joe Biden.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, switching things up a bit, I just want to rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Again, a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it will have a major impact in your life. 0 means you think it would have, it won't have any impact on your life. So the first one says, the country's economy is going into a recession soon. From a 0 to a 10, how much of an impact would it have on your life?
Okay. Ma'am, hold on 1 second for me, please.
Sure, ma'am.
Okay, you can go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I was asking you, well, I want to rate how much each of the following would impact you personally on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it has a major impact. 0 means it has no impact in your life. So the first one is the country's economy going into a recession soon from a 0 to a 10. How much impact would that have on you?
Not that much. Is the country going into a recession, you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, it could be from a 0 to a 10. 0 means no impact at all, ma'am. 10 means a major impact. How much would you rate that?
Okay, I didn't hear the question totally, like I said. Did you say if it go into a recession?
Mm-hmm. The country's economy going into a recession. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that have a definitely impact, a high impact.
0 to 10, how much would you give it?
It have a 11 impact.
Oh,
going into a recession.
No problem. What about crime and violence in this country, ma'am? How much of an impact would that have in your life? Again, on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it'll have major impact. 0 means no impact at all.
Major impact. 11. I mean, 10.
10. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about climate change? From a 0 to a 10, how much impact would that have on your life?
About 10.
A 10. And what about affirmative action ending, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10, how much impact would that have on you?
You know, maybe a 9.
A 9. Oh, okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a series of policy statements. Thank you so far for your answers. Well, some of these statements, some say that the government should implement. I just want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. For example, the first one says, the government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree with that?
They could afford it. I agree with it.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. What about athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify? Would you agree or disagree with that?
That's bigger than me. I can't work that out. They got to figure that one out. I have no agreement or disagreement.
No problem. What about the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know whether, I don't know. It needs to go back to the way how it was before they, you know, revoked it.
Oh, okay. Well, this one says the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't get that. They should take paid leave, you say?
Yes, let me read that again. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves.
I thought they had that already.
Well, the survey doesn't say, ma'am, but we just want to know if you agree or disagree with that.
Yeah, I agree with it if I'm understanding it correctly.
Would you like me to read it again?
Yes. How much more time do we have?
Oh, we're almost done, ma'am. Again, thank you so much for your responses. My question was, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide...
Yeah, they should pass a law. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you agree strongly or
agree.
Somewhat on that?
Somewhat. Oh, I'm going to just
okay.
go...
What about this
go,
one?
Go fast now.
Yes, ma'am. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
I agree. Strongly agree.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. You agree or disagree?
Agree. I don't know about for all adults, the ones that's needed. You know, these questions are too, you know, I mean, it's some people that don't need it, so why should all? Why, you know, that language, all? What about those that don't need it? Why should they get it?
I understand. Would you say you agree or disagree with that then?
I'm confused. How about that?
No
Move
problem.
On to the next one, please.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't agree with that. Disagree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, in which of, if any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Would you say sickness or serious injury, or when dealing with mental health episodes, caring for a family member with serious health condition, mothers adopting
caring
a child?
Caring for family with serious, all of them. I mean, you just need to pick one. They all sound conducive to the situation.
Yeah, we also have fathers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, death of a family member, or fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Any of those that you think, you know, employers would be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
Yes, I agree. Somewhat agree.
Well, all right, ma'am. How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often,
no,
or not at all?
No, not very often. Not very often.
Not often. Okay. Okay. And we're almost towards the end. Thank you so much for your responses. Have any of the following things happened to you? Have any of the following happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months?
August? Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
We're almost done. So have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Your car was stolen or broken into?
No, nothing.
Home was vandalized or broken into to you or anybody in your household?
I said nothing. I said no, nothing.
Okay.
No,
money
nothing.
Money or property was stolen? Has that happened to you or anybody in your house?
You want to lie? I give you a lie.
Okay, ma'am. This last one says violent crime such as an assault? Has that, is that experienced you? You or anybody in your family?
No, ma'am, no.
All right. And these
no,
last
I said no, ma'am.
Sure. These last questions, ma'am. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's.
Great, ma'am. All right. Are you married or married with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Single. Well, I have a significant other.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
All right. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say urban, suburban, or
decent.
Rural?
Yeah, urban. Urban.
Urban. Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a
year? Whenever I want to. A few times a year. Nope. Maybe once or twice a year.
Okay. And I'm just going to read to you. We're almost done, ma'am. I promise. I just want to read to you a list of news outlets or stations.
Ma'am, I apologize. I hate to be like this. I cannot do this anymore. I got to go. I apologize, but I got to go.
Well, we only have like six
you hold me hostage,
ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
All right. Well, I was just asking you a list of news outlets or stations.
You want me to give you a ride home? You want me to give you a ride?
Yes, ma'am. I was asking you.
I'm listening, you know. I'm getting ready to hang up.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to read to you a list of news outlets or stations. Just tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Fox News, would you say you look at that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Seldom to never.
All right. What about CNN? Do you watch that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Which was the first one you asked me?
Fox News.
Oh, God. I look at them to compare some of the, you know, the stuff that's happening, see what they're saying.
Would you say you watch that very often? Somewhat often? Not that often?
No. Only on big, once in a blue moon, just to compare to see how they're thinking.
What about CNN, ma'am? Would you say you watch that very often? Somewhat often?
Yeah, I watch that. Not too often. I look at MSNBC.
What about your local TV news? Do you watch that very often? Somewhat often?
Yeah, I look at that often. Yeah, often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, do you watch that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Yeah, CBS a lot, often.
All right. And the last one for this one, MSNBC, ma'am, do you watch that very often, somewhat often, not that often,
very,
or seldom
very,
to
never? Very often.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong Democrat?
I used to be a Democrat. No, I'm not so strong. I'm a Democrat, but not so strong.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought?
My employer.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would you say you, your spouse?
Me.
All right, ma'am. And just tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income of your household falls under. Would you say under 50?
Between 50. Just under 50.
50, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, I don't.
All right, ma'am. That concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.